life like it just don't care. 5,000 leaders never scared. Brain and notice is the moment they feared. Get up, still a beautiful idea. Get up, throw your hands in the air. Get up, and show no fear. Get up if y'all really care. Need 20 years, now get up.
Yeah, that's right. Public enemy number one in New York. Public enemy number one in Philly. Public enemy number one.
Is it Alicia?
No, it's Allison.
Allison. Oh, I'm sorry. My phone screen is can't spell. I cannot spell.
He wrote Alicia.
I know. I just figured it wasn't Alicia. So I go, well, the best it could be is Alicia. But what did you say it is?
Yeah, it's Allison.
Allison.
Yeah.
Spike, seriously, yeah, you don't know how to spell Allison?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hold on,
Allison. I'm curious as to if he can actually spell Allison.
A-L-I-C-I-E-N.
There you
that's
go.
That's why I put it up there.
That's exactly, what I thought. That's Mike on the mic. We'll find out how he's thinking in a minute. We got Dizzy with us for one segment.
So yes,
we
sir.
Can't waste any time. Go ahead, Allison. What do you got? Alicia?
All right. So I'm commenting on the conversation earlier about social media.
Okay.
Let her go.
Spike, will you let me do what I'm going to do? Stop interrupting me. I'm a grown-ass man.
He's trying to speak to Alicia.
Yes. Well, remind me of what I said.
Okay. About social media and kids going on where the parents should monitor what they're doing. They need to get permission.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that at length. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, am I late on that topic? I'm sorry. Yeah, so I'm speaking from experience. So I think there should definitely be a monitor on young kids, teenagers, anyone who's on social media, especially at that age, because they're so vulnerable at that age. They're so, they're naive.
Now, Spike, you have gone on record as saying you are anti-monitoring because that would have prevented you from having a lot of girlfriends back
exactly.
in the day.
Exactly. Although, just for the record, you sound hot.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, man.
You're not, are you or are you not?
See, it's adults need monitoring, too. Do you see that? Do you see how that works? Dizzy, what say you? Do we monitor? Yeah. Are you pro-kid monitoring or anti-kid monitoring?
I agree with everything Alicien said.
Yeah,
100%.
Alicien.
Hey, listen, it is more unique than Allison. I got to be honest with you, Alicien.
So she don't sound hot?
She is.
Well, is that pertinent to why she calls, Spike?
That's the only reason I'm listening.
She called. This is what has happened, Alicia. You have called to talk about predatory behavior and how children need to be shielded from it. And we've got a Jamook on it. We got a real live predator in the studio.
That'll be me.
Oh, the irony. Do you want to give him your number? I mean, are you interested?
Nah.
Wow.
Not wait, hold on a second. Let's talk. Let's talk off air. You local? Alicien.
I'm in Florida.
You sound sweet.
How does sweet sound, Spike?
Like this?
I know how does sweet sound.
Mm-hmm. So you ever did one of them phone sex?
Hey, all right, bye, Alicia. Alicia, and I'm gonna protect you. This is the second Drew Garabo holdover call that has gone horribly awry. All right, Alicia, and thank you very much. And I think you're right.
Welcome.
Yes, this is what I would say. Parents need to monitor their kids' own kids' social media. I don't want the government monitoring my kids' social media, but well, I mean, they should writ large. I mean, overall,
and
but
I have a story. I know you're on the other line, but I have a big story, so I'll call back another time about that. Because, like I said, it's from experience.
Okay.
And I actually did time in prison for this. So,
hold on a minute.
We got time.
We'll give a damn that Dizzy can only stay for one segment.
I'm all ears.
What'd you do time for?
Okay. So, this all had to do with social media. Okay.
All right, so, give me the bullet.
Yeah.
Just
What'd you do time for?
Allie, give me the bullet points, Allison.
All right. Don't judge me. Don't judge me, okay?
Too late.
You hot.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm okay, because I'm not, trust me, I'm reformed.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna walk you through this. Go backwards. What was the charge? What were you in jail for? Just tell me that.
Provide, providing material support to a terrorist organization.
I gotta cut you off. Yeah.
She sounds messing with them terrorists.
Hey, Spike, how you like it now?
Yeah. Confidently said that.
Yeah, you terrorist sympathizer.
I might be a mule.
Well, it all started when I tried to fly planes but not learn how to land them. What? What are we talking about?
You talk about going sideways.
Yeah, like,
so they sent Alician to go rent a car. And then they put on pipe bombs.
Oh, man.
I mean, she sound hot.
See, the terrorists are smart. They knew Spike would take it. Flying and singing. Yeah. They said, hey, don't call the Drew Garabo show. John Sennett, he's on point. But that cat named Mo Show co-host.
He a little loose.
Yeah. Just sound like you hot. And next thing you know, we'll have him blowing up Sears Tower.
Yeah. Hey, when you call me, just use #44. And I know you are.
Applying information to terrorist organizations. I'm not staying on that call.
He said, ooh.
Are you nuts? And he's like, you let me talk and go backwards.
Also, I'm glad he has your name continuously said after
Spike,
that.
Spike.
But my point is, damn it, I forgot what I wanted to say.
Yeah. That's Spike.
Good Lord.
Oh, she's actually saying, don't judge me.
Like, dude.
Hold on a second. Yeah. If you give that information, judging.
Yeah. All I know, they monitoring her right now.
100%. 100%.
You never get off that list.
You don't get off that list. No, that's forever.
And y'all just throw my name out there.
Spike.
No, hell no. Do your Chris Rock thing.
Man, Spike, you know that was you.
Talking to them tags.
You know that was you.
You remember 911. They say never forget. It's the tagline. Spike,
why do you hate 9/11, Spike?
Yeah.
Why do you hate it?
You got an upside down flag at your house.
Can't believe she called that.
One more time. Spike.
First of all, y'all lose that name. Allison, Alician, Exelion, whatever your name.
Hey, Cat Day Mo Show, what's up?
Yo, fellas. I'm trying to be on your side, Mo. But man, you ran out of there like you got a warrant.
Did you not hear what she was
pimping? She said terrorist activity.
She was supplying terrorists with information.
You don't think we're gonna be like, what's her?
Nah, bro. You can say what you want to say, but I ain't gonna be on that end of that phone call.
There's certain things I'm not gonna be on the other end.
There was trademarks behind that phone call.
Ain't no way.
You better believe. I do it again. God bless America.
Yeah.
Right. Wait, hold on a second. I got to say this. What about innocent and proven guilty?
Nope. This ain't court.
You ain't
in the brother's house.
What proven guilty? Clearly she was proven guilty because they locked their ass up.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't on trial.
Certain topics I'm not hearing you out on.
Yeah.
I've got to walk away from that one.
If you're scared, get a dog, okay? Yeah. If you're scared, get a dog. Hey, Alician, call me back.
Call Spike.
No, what's my name again?
Yeah, you can't be calling up and be like, all right, pedophilia, right? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Hear me out. No, I'm leaving.
You got to watch out for them pedophiles, but the terrorists, hey. I've got some reading material on ISIS. Have you heard about them?
Yeah, right?
Come on, girl.
Everybody deserves an ear.
Listen to me, Dizzy. I had the best trash can haul that I have had.
Ask me how I'm sticking.
How you sticking, Spike?
I'm stuck wondering if you... I can't tell the difference between you, a raccoon, or...
Ooh.
The Lone Ranger, because both of y'all got a black mask on, digging in the trash.
You a dumpster diver?
I ain't a dumpster diver, but if I see a good trash can haul, I'm on it. Now, Spike's a real-time dumpster diver.
Flip-o.
We'll get to his story later. His haul was actually better than mine. So I got to wait for my tea for the Keurig, so I go to the bathroom. So I'm drying my hands with the paper towel as I'm walking out, and I'm like, la 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 la, and I go to throw the paper towel in my hand in the trash can.
In the what?
In the trash can.
In the what?
You heard me. And I'm like, what the hell? Why all these big bags of chips in the garbage?
They're probably expired and stale.
Well, one would think did.
No, they're in the where?
In the trash can. Okay. And they're in a receptacle that has nothing but bags of chip in it and on top of a clean plastic bag because it had just been changed.
So, how you know?
Because I know what a just been changed trash can looks like.
Where was it in?
Trash.
Trash.
You think I got to this age looking this good, worried about what people thought about me? I don't give a damn.
Okay, that explains a lot.
I don't give a damn. Yeah. So anyway, so yes, I know that that's what they do because when I was doing mornings in Baltimore, mornings in Columbus, the guy would I would pull them out because he would like to, like, there were 4 month pass. I would pull them out and then I would sell them to the people in the offices around. And the scenes in my movie in WDED.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's where I got that scene from.
Yeah.
Because I would pull them. I'm not four. So I'm like, ooh, let me just. I'm curious. I'm a curious man. And by the way, John Sinney, how dare you get indignant at me for not sharing?
Yeah,
I was going to break them off a pair of sour cream and onion potatoes. This is the thing. I won't even eat them. I don't eat potato
you
chips.
You will eat them.
Nah, carbs. I don't do that.
You're going to eat them.
I won't.
You dumpster dive to just get them for someone else?
No. Yeah, Bowie.
No.
Bowie. No. Seriously, I don't eat them.
No.
So,
do you think he's that nice of a guy that even he's going to get that for his daughter? I don't believe that. He's going to eat them.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all missing the point.
He went in the trash.
He feeding his daughter trash. He feeding his daughter trash.
Yeah, teacher life is real. All right, now listen to me. You think I care what my daughter thinks of me while I'm providing her food and shelter clothing and diapers?
Yeah. And feeding her out the trash.
You better shut up and eat them trash chips.
He's thinking about getting that ugly car, but he's going to dumpster dive chips for his daughter.
Anyway, today is the 17th. The expiration on these bad boys is the 18th. Come on,
tomorrow?
You understand.
Yeah, she's
not an immediate.
No.
But
here's the problem.
She'll have eaten those way before.
Here's the problem.
There's no problem.
You had to go in the trash to figure out the expiration date.
Spike, I leaned down and I picked up one bag. Never did I touch the rim of the can. Not that it would have mattered because there was a very
clean bag. Oh, so they put it in the trash neatly?
No, I'm saying
it's okay.
You are not going to make me feel. I'm good with it.
I understand.
So what did you get?
He went into an actual dumpster eating cooked food.
Flip mode. Why you flipping it?
Because this is what he says when I tell him. He goes, dude, that's so funny. Me and my friend today were just talking about when we used to. Take it up, Spike.
Go ahead, Spike.
We used to go to the restaurant and order food at the bar.
It was like a Red Lobster or something, and they would throw away all of the
So there was this restaurant down in Ybor City.
Yeah.
They used to have all you can eat crayfish,
and crawfish,
and seafood. And so they wouldn't sell all the crayfish, so they would put it all up in a.
Just say crawfish, man.
That was a crawfish, and they would put it in a Glad bag.
A Glad bag.
Whatever the black trash bags is, tied up and thrown in the dumpster.
Hefty bag.
No, it was a huge bag, and they throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah. And throw it in the dumpster.
They stole piles of them. And so word got out. So me and my boy, we used to go there every night.
Word got out. Some hobo, hey, you know they're throwing out them crawfish.
No, them crayfish, man.
Them crayfish come out around midnight.
And we used to get them.
Spike.
Y'all go again. You know we got her on the line again. Got her on the line.
Oh, what?
No.
Go to her.
No. You're not going to get better than them. You're not going to get funnier than them.
Yeah, we're not going to ignore you.
Yeah, eating trash ass crawfish.
Flip mode. There we go. Looks like a flip.
Trash ass.
You the one over there in the bathroom dumpster. Getting
in the bathroom, fool.
You said you was patting your hands out of there.
I had exited the bathroom and I was walking in the hallway.
You said I was in there wiping my hands and I was patting.
You think I'm pulling something out of a bathroom? Yeah,
now you got scruples?
Yes, I do.
I don't know. I think you might have grabbed it.
No, I ain't doing no bathroom.
Nothing. You see a gold watch in there. You're not pulling it out?
Well, gold watch. I I'm gonna pull it up with some tongs.
Yeah. Where you gonna get tongs from?
In the kitchen. I can go right now, Spike, and in 1 minute and a half, I can be back here with a set of tongs. You best believe that, Jack. So anyway, tell us. So you
went into like a street trash.
It was a dumpster.
It was a restaurant dumpster.
where they throw all time everything all types of stuff.
Yeah.
There's definitely roaches in there.
Oh, you know that.
Yeah. Maggots. Everything.
Yeah, you know that.
Yours is disgusting. You should have never pointed him out when you do that. That's worse. You're the raccoon.
I know.
You're the raccoon.
I've been here 11 years. I ain't seen one raccoon in here. Well, I seen a couple of coons, not a raccoon.
You think the owner comes outside and sees Spike and his eyes are glowing? He's like, get out of here.
But dude, them jokers.
They found out about him.
Yeah. They were fresh. Bags of hot, warm crawfish.
Ugh. You're saying it like it's a good thing.
Oh, money? It do. So we used to get it. And then I'm going to go with Cat. They did. They found out. So then they start locking the dumpster.
You hear this?
So we went back the next week.
They had to lock a dumpster because Spike and his buddy were scrambling through it
hitting
like a
licks on it. Yeah. Come on, dog. We eating good tonight.
Yeah.
Now, would you take every bag or just where you like leave some for the other bums?
No, we get three or four bags. First come, first serve.
Okay, would you open a bag and be like, oh, that's not it. It's just trash.
Yeah.
Oh, you can? You would actually take bags of trash?
No, he would open them and notice it's trash. And
I'm in the dumpster. Okay, this sounds bad.
You were opening them up in the dumpster?
Okay, this sounds bad.
Yeah. But you're in it now.
Yeah.
So you opened it in the dumpster?
Well, yeah, we in there like,
that's not it.
That's not it. Okay, them dishwashing and stuff. Then... oh, gold. And then I throw it out to partner new. And I said, okay, we get another one. Then we get like two bags and then we go and sit on the side of the road and
You wouldn't even go home and set a plate?
You'd eat it at the bag?
They set a plate.
I mean, I gotta be honest, I kinda agree with him. Yeah. You just go open the bag on the street and
eat. Yeah. Yeah. Full of white cans and crawfish.
This guy was living a hobo life, bro.
No, even proud hobos. The hobos would take it back to the encampment, or the train.
Anyways, I got some newspaper. Had a good sleep after.
They just spread the hefty bag out like it's a tablecloth. It's eating off the curb.
Like, come on, bro.
If I took it back to the crib, everybody gonna get some. You know, like what's the boy name? Tupac said. Somebody said, I got my cup out of here, but I'm trying to get some.
So you had a whole bag full of crawfish, and you were like.
We had a couple cases of white cans. We sat out there and just went to the picnic area and just
What homeless people do. They get some alcohol and they eat trash food.
He tried to come at me for pulling a couple of chips out of a very clean garbage can.
Yeah, but
you're both dumpster divers. Let's just get that out of here.
I didn't dumpster dive.
You
know, dumpster, and neither did I drive.
You're a dumpster diver. He's just a veteran.
I'm a garbage picker. He's a dumpster diver.
Whatever's nicer to you.
Garbage picker is much better than dumpster diver. And I would say this. It had not been open. None of it was open. So it's not really garbage yet.
His wasn't open either, right?
Dude, they had already cooked it and it had been sitting out. And then
but was it open? Was it open?
Yeah, the food was open inside in the trash bag.
What the hell does that mean? The food was open?
The food, the food wasn't in a sealed plastic container.
Your potato chips are open.
No, they're not. The bag is sealed.
So was my crawfish.
But they didn't come in a garbage bag, fool. They came in a plastic. They came in a plastic package.
Mo.
And once that's open.
There weren't no potatoes in there.
Can I just say, I love that you guys are arguing who's the better garbage picker? Like, well, mine was in a bag fresh. Mine was in outside.
Come on, Diz. You know, ain't even no competition. Hey, go ahead. What's up?
Ooh, yeah. I love me a nice, fresh garbage bag full of crufos. Yeah.
Boink. Wait for that hang up there. Hey, go ahead. What's your name?
Hey, it's Greg.
Hey, Greg. What's up? Guys? We're doing all right.
I just got to say, my next carryout order from Mr. and Mrs. Crab is officially canceled forever.
You ain't lying.
Nice flip, Mo. Nice flip, Mo.
I mean, he's in the dumpster opening up the
bag. Both going in trashes. Let's just get that out the way first.
Hold on. Let's be clear. I never went into a trash can. It's
what did you think that's called?
Hold on. Look at the height. I'm not going that,
Mo, that's a trash can.
But I'm reaching there. His body was in the dumpster. My body was never in the trash can. So I wasn't backstroking?
His is definitely worse, but yours isn't better.
Like I had a bag of chips, I was about to open it, I dropped it, and it went in the trash, and I just picked it back
up. How'd you see the chips in there?
I was walking past and I was about to throw a paper towel.
So you looked in there and said, ooh.
Well, I had to look where I was throwing the paper towel. I'm not an animal. I'm not going to just throw it on the floor. I had to make sure I was in the right vicinity.
I did, too. I was like, ooh. I know there's a bag.
You're both are bad. It's like he murdered some of it, and you're just like, well, I stabbed the bitch a couple times.
Yeah, she didn't die.
She didn't die.
I just slapped her around. That's all. I did a ditty. Hey, what's your name?
It's Tom. Hey, so that is pretty gross. I'm sorry, bro. You can't be doing that now. You're under them dumpsters. But what do you call it? That is what's wrong with this country, though, is that there's so much food. If you've ever worked at a restaurant being thrown out every night, just building up, all this food just going to waste. I mean, any other country in the world, it's not like that. It's leftover food. Let's put it together. Let's make something work.
I did right. I fed the hungry.
No, you didn't feed the hungry. You're in a dumpster.
Appreciate the call, brother.
Eating crawfish on a curb.
Yeah.
I was hungry.
Straight out the bag.
I was hungry. And it was
dirty,
warm.
Bro. You didn't have no napkins, just wiping it in his shirt.
Okay, now I ain't do all that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you think the shirt came out of the dumpster clean?
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
At that point, does it really matter?
Yeah.
Hey, Diz, thanks, man. Come by anytime. Appreciate you.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Now, a